Let's get started here with the Gilman City Coaches Show for a middle Monday afternoon in December. The Lady Hawks, they're getting closer to Holiday Hoops. That is coming up next week, playing the North Missouri Knights 1 week from tonight. But between here and there, it is conference play this week, and both games at home. In fact, Gilman City, as we'll talk about with the girls and the boys, they have home games coming up in conference. Winston tomorrow night, East Harrison on Friday, and then next Tuesday, Tri-County will be at Gilman City. Let's talk some Lady Hawks basketball. Head coach Keely Waddle, how are you doing today, Coach?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing very well. How did things go at Pattonsburg on Friday night?
Well, we did come out with the win on Friday night. It was not our best game, and we had a lot to work on, and that's what we'll be working on at practice today and preparing for the Winston game. But I will say a win is a win. Not our best performance, though.
Yeah, there's something to be said for not playing your best and finding a way to win. Was it just one of those games where the girls just had to find a way and kind of just grit out a victory a little bit?
Well, we're switching up our defense a little bit and trying a couple new things, and our defense was spectacular, but we just couldn't get anything to fall on the offensive end.
That's kind of basketball 101 is you want shots to go in. Obviously, that makes for a more enjoyable night for the girls, but you can also win a game by playing stout defense.
Yes, I agree.
What was the final score like on Friday night, Coach? Was it pretty tight?
It was 10-12. We were up by 2 at halftime, 10-12 at halftime. And I can't remember quite what the score was. I think we won by 13 or 14. So it wasn't too tight, but it wasn't quite comfortable yet.
No, and 12-10 at the half, that's where you just sit there and look at it. If anybody can start getting their offense going just a little bit, they're going to win this game.
Yes.
What kind of, not that you lit the world on fire offensively, Coach, but what improved for you after the halftime chat with getting your offense going a little bit in the second half?
We, like I said, on defense, we were working so hard. And then when we come down on offense, we were rushing the ball a little bit. And we talked at halftime, slow down here, run through the plays. Let's try to get a less contested shot. And then that started to help a lot.
Is the game with Pattonsburg, because I know it's a pretty good rival matchup, Gilman City and Pattonsburg. Did you kind of get the sense that the girls were so fired up for Friday night that they had to just kind of, take a deep breath and kind of play their game at some point?
Well, it is a rival game, but I think we were actually lacking in our fire up, and that's what kind of kept us from taking the lead very early.
Yeah, and it looks like a little bit of a trend, and I'm just completely going off your scoreboard here, but it looks like offensively you'll kind of have a slower game like you did against Princeton and Polo against Pattonsburg, and then you'll come back the next game and you'll play real well. Does it kind of feel like that the offense has had a little bit of a Jekyll and Hyde kind of aspect to it so far?
Yeah, it does feel like that. We're up and down, highs and lows, so we need to get settled in here.
Is there anything you can put your finger on as to why that is, other than just kind of the ups and downs of teenage girls?
Well, that has a lot to do with it for sure, but I think we're too set on taking that first open shot, even if it's contested a little too much. And we really need to work the ball better and run through the offense 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 times before we have the best shot. And we're really working on that.
Overall, though, Coach, you had 2 road tests. You got a victory at Union Star. You put up 67, won that one pretty comfortably Tuesday. It wasn't pretty, but you got a victory against Pattonsburg. So did you just kind of tell the girls, we got things to work on Monday in practice, getting ready for Winston, but we'll take 2-0 any time. Yeah, the week was a good one.
Yep, that's about what I said. I said, yeah, that wasn't our prettiest win, but a win's a win, and we can fix those mistakes, and we have 2 conference games this week, so let's set our head to that.
My favorite cliche, too, is I'll take an ugly win over a pretty loss any day, right?
Yep, I agree.
Winston tomorrow night, Coach. What do you know about the Lady Redbirds? What are the challenges for your home opener?
Well, I got to watch them a little bit in the Gallatin tournament, and they have a few good. They lost quite a few last year, and they still have a couple remaining. And last year, I think we played them 4 times, and they finally beat us that last time we played them. So there's a little bit of rival on that one as well, I think. And just being the first conference game, we're just pumped up and ready for it, so we're just hoping for a win tomorrow night.
In talking with Coach Greg this morning on the boys' side, and we talked about the fact that if you want to be in this conference race, you kind of want to get to the point where you win your home games and you split your road games. And if you do that, you're going to be in it. And in order to kind of win your home games, you got your opportunity sitting right in front of you because your first three conference games are at home. So you want to protect your home court, right?
Yes, 100%.
When you get the girls together for a practice today, getting ready for that Winston game, Coach, what's going to be on your board, on your chalkboard to work at with the girls today?
We're going to work on a couple more offenses. We've added quite a few offenses this year, and we're going to touch up on those and kind of spring them because I don't know how much they've seen of us in the Gallatin tournament, but I'd like to maybe surprise them with something new, and we're going to prepare in the inside quite a bit on the post.
When you're at your best, Coach, where do you feel like your advantages against some of your team, against some of your opponents, including Winston and including East Harrison this week? When you're at your best, where do you feel like your advantages lie?
I really feel like our advantages are in speed. We don't have height. Everyone knows that. We're not a tall team, but we are quick and we are aggressive. So, and I have three post girls that are improving tremendously, and we're trying to become an asset in the post area.
Winston tonight, East Harrison Friday night, all at home. I will talk about this. I don't know anything about this North Missouri Knights team that is in Holiday Hoops at the Ketchum Center. We'll find out a little bit about them. That's going to be the opponent 1 week from today for Gilman City. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Good luck tomorrow against the Redbirds.
Thank you. Bye-bye.